Those that have to do with Chanukah or in Chelek Dalet, where he skipped to Siman Lamed Tet, which is the following. What's the Seder of Kriyat HaSara on the 8th day of Chanukah? How do you read? What do you do for the Aliyot on the 8th day of Chanukah? Like Mara says, on Chanukah you call up 3 people, it's a regular weekday. And you read Parshat HaNisim. Parshat HaNisim is the end of Parshat Naso, where the Nisim all brought Korbanot LaChanukat HaMizbeach. What does that have to do with anything? Ah, they don't have the same word Chanukah? No, it's more clever than that. The Psikta writes that when they finished building the Mishkan, they actually finished building the Mishkan on Kaf Hei Kislev. But the Psukim say they didn't start using the Mishkan until Aleph Nisan. Aleph Nisan is an appropriate time to start something new religiously. So it says the month of Kislev got upset. Ah, I wanted to have the Mishkan built. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't worry, there will be another Chanukat HaMishkan. Chanukah means inauguration at the time of the second Beit HaMikdash with the Chashmonaim on Kaf Hei Kislev. This is the Nesi'im inaugurated the first time the Mizbeach. We are celebrating the re-inauguration of the Mizbeach by the Chashmonaim, and therefore, it's appropriate. The challenge is that there are 12 Nesi'im and only 8 days of Chanukah. So, what do you do? How do you do the Aliyot? So we have the practice as follows, meaning, you have to have, there are rules of Aliyot. Each person needs to read at least 3 Psukim. So each day is 6 Psukim. So what do you do? So today was the 4th day of Chanukah, Bayom Arvi. You read the Kohen, the first 3 Psukim. You read the Levi, the next 3 Psukim. Now what do you do for Shlishi? So, there's a Minhag, the Maharam writes, he says, look, he doesn't say this part, I'm speaking on his behalf. The day is not exactly the same. They did Chanukat HaMizbeach in Nisan. We're doing it in Kislev, it's parallel. So do the Kohen, the first 3 Psukim. Levi, the second 3 Psukim. And Yisrael, let him read the next day. What's the big deal? Let him read the next day. Right? We do this on Sukkot. On Sukkot, we read both days, but that's a different issue. On Sukkot, we read 2 days because we have an issue of Sveika Deyoma. We have Sveika Deyoma. We're not sure. Just like Yom Tov, we have 2 days in Chutz La'aretz. In Israel, they do something different. In Israel, on Sukkot, they read the same thing 4 times. Here, we have to do both days. Maybe it's the second day. Whole thing. On Chanukah, that doesn't exist. We read one day. We also only light. Tonight, we lit 5 candles. Ah, what about Sveika Deyoma? So there is no din of Sveika Deyoma when it comes to Chanukah. First of all, it's a din Drabanan. Secondly, you know what else there's no Sveika Deyoma with? Which currently is not a din Doraita, but when there was? Sfirat HaOmer. Why is that? In Chachinuch asks, why is there no din of Sveika Deyoma by Sfirat HaOmer? Each night we should count 2 nights. We say, Hayom Yom Esrim V'Tisha V'Esrim Yom L'Omer. Hayom Shronavit Shepa Bo. So it's like maybe. So he says, no, you can't count like that. Counting doesn't work. When you have a Safek, counting works. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So do it in the Rosh Chanukah. Each day, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. But it's also Din Ramanan. There is no Sveika Deyoma here. So the Maharam writes, okay, Kohen read the first 3 Psukim, Levi read the next 3 Psukim, and Yisrael read the next day. It's not a big deal. However, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Tur, who says, no, everyone should read the same day, if you can. So what we do is, Kohen reads the first 3, Levi reads the next 3, and then Yisrael reads the whole thing again. He starts to read all 6. That's our practice. What do you do on the 8th day? What do you mean, what are you doing on the 8th day? So on the 8th day, you're going to read days 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You're also going to read the summary, Zot Chanukat HaMizbeach. The 8th day of Chanukah is called Zot Chanukah because you also read the parak of Zot Chanukat HaMizbeach. And then we read the next couple of psukim in Parshat Ve'alotcha because that has to do with the menorah. It has to do with the menorah. That's where Hashem tells us the mitzvah of the menorah. We read that also. On Chanukah, we'll talk about why at a later time, but we also read that. So you're going to read a lot. You're going to read a lot on the 8th day. There's a lot to read. So some say, you know what, have the Kohen read day 8, the Levi read day 9, and the Yisrael read day 10 through 12, and every other variation you can imagine. Some say Kohen read 8 and 9, and then Levi read 10 and 11, and then Yisrael read 12 to the end, different variations. So what do we do? So the Rav Chida writes, says, whoa, hold on. Every other day of Chanukah, we're makpid that all 3 aliyot get aliyot on the same day. The 8th day should be no different. So therefore, on the 8th day, the Kohen reads the first 3 psukim of Bayom HaShmini. The Levi reads the next 3 psukim of Bayom HaShmini. Now, we're going to read the rest of it anyway. So the Rama writes, that's going to do this. The Yisrael reads Bayom HaShmini to the end. The Rav Chida writes, no. You want this Yisrael to get an aliyah to read also Bayom HaShmini. So although you don't need him to, because you have tons of psukim you can read, you should do the Kohen. This is what we do. The Kohen gets the first 3 psukim. Levi gets the next three psukim. Yisrael repeats Bayom HaShmini, Bayom HaShii, Asiri, Ashteyasar, Shneimasar, Zot Chanukat HaMizbeach, and Ba'alut Chatan Erot. Meaning the Shlishi repeats that which the Kohen and the Levi did, even though we're going to read tons more. You tell me, look, every other day, I'm not going to read anymore. Today, Yom Revi'i. We only read Yom Revi'i, so we have the Kohen the first three, the Levi the next three, and Yisrael repeats, because that's all I'm going to read. But on Shmini, the eighth day, we know I'm going to read all the rest of the 4 days plus the summary. So what's the big deal? Read Levi, Kohen the first three, Levi the second three, and Yisrael read the rest. The Rav Chida writes, no. We want each person to get an Aliyah on Bayom HaShmini. So the Kohen reads the first three, Levi reads the next three, Yisrael repeats the entire Bayom HaShmini, and then he continues reading to the end of the parasha and Ba'alotcha. There's a tshuva of Rav Misas in the Tvot Shamash. He says, wait, what about the Maharam? Maharam said, no. Just have the Yisrael read from Bayom HaShmini. So Rav Adi points out, yes, but that's according to the Minhag of the Ramah. That's because they seem to do that every day. Every day they read the Kohen, the first three, the Levi, the next three, and Yisrael reads the next day. So also on the eighth day, they do the same thing. But we will have to practice, following Shulchan Aruch, to read everybody, each three of the Leviot, gets in the same day. So on the eighth day, we should do the same thing. Kohen, the first three, Levi, the next three, and Yisrael repeats the whole Bayom HaShmini and continues through the end, and that's our practice.